Today is a WRL weather alert day. We have the potential for some strong storms today and tomorrow, but 4 days in a row we can see weather alerts. I'll show you what we're expecting.
Plus, we could see record number of travelers at the airport this holiday weekend. We'll tell you why experts believe rental cars may be the best travel alternative.
And a key ruling is expected just one day before new abortion restrictions are set to take effect in North Carolina. A lot going on this morning. A lot of plans being made for the 4th of July holiday weekend. We're glad you're here with us on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, a lot of folks may have a four-day weekend. Wow. Well, we have four straight days here, something special for them to be ready for, weather aware. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead.
4 days in a row of WRL weather alert days today and tomorrow. It's all because of our level one risks for severe storms. But Sunday and Monday is due to extreme heat. The heat index could make it feel more like 110. We're going to go over all these days coming up. Another thing I want to share with you is our air quality. We have some cloud cover out there right now, but also a lot of that smoky haze from Canada. Our numbers of particles in the atmosphere are dropping nicely. First thing this morning at around 4 a.m., we were sitting at 150, and now we've dropped down to 119, down to 100, and we're at yellow. So we're starting to work our way back down closer to yellow. We do have a forecast for orange, though, for most of the viewing area for the rest of the day. But this is our real-time map that shows you what the air quality looks like. And along the I-95 corridor, it's all yellow. But from the Triangle area northward and westward, we're still looking at code orange. But again, it's a lower-level code orange. Code orange means that it's not healthy for sensitive groups to spend a lot of time outside today. So that would be young children, the elderly, or anyone with health issues. Our severe weather threat for today stretches from the Triangle area westward. That's where we'd have our best chance of seeing any storms that could produce damage. That stretches a little farther to the east for tomorrow. Again, we have a level one risk and a severe weather alert day. Taking a look at future cast, we're going to have some showers that clip our southwestern counties right around lunchtime, but our best chance of storms pops up around 3 o'clock. Those storms continue to move eastward between 5 and 7, and then that'll be, again, our best chance for today. 74 is our current temperature, 69. You can see some cloud cover and haze in the atmosphere. That dew point's really starting to climb, and I'll show you how that will affect how it feels outside coming up. Today's high, 88 degrees, so a little cooler than yesterday. Brian?
802 right now in there. We're going to get all of this crash cleared up from the ramp from 540 westbound onto westbound or outbound Glenwood Avenue. We still have Raleigh police on the scene there on the shoulder, so as you take that ramp, just need to keep that in mind. Move over as far as you can and slow down. Not seeing any delays, though, as you head on 540 westbound or on the ramp to Glenwood Avenue. And right now it looks like Glenwood's looking pretty good through that area. Overall, we have very light traffic volume around the Triangle this morning. Summertime Friday mornings typically are pretty quiet, especially here as we approach a holiday weekend. It looks good on I-40 all the way through the Triangle in both directions. Also looking good on 85 through Durham this morning. Do have a few crashes I'm watching in Wake County, one downtown in Raleigh on Dawson Street at South Street, another at 87 northbound at New Hope Road. I have not seen any delays on sensor readings through those areas. Also a report of a minor crash, on Capitol Boulevard just north of 440, right around the Highwoods Boulevard interchange. Again, traffic's flowing freely through that area. I am seeing a little bit of a slowdown on 440 westbound approaching Capitol Boulevard with just a little congestion around that interchange.
Brian, thanks. Well, today, North Carolinians will have a better idea about which abortion restrictions will take effect tomorrow. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is following this story for us this morning. And Kelsey, in just a few hours, a federal judge is expected to issue a ruling on challenges to these new restrictions.
Yes, we're just hours away from that decision from the federal judge on whether to block some of the changes to the new abortion law. Now, if they agree to the restrictions that are in place, then an abortion ban after 12 weeks will take effect tomorrow. Just yesterday, Governor Cooper signed a bill that clarified the new abortion law. This doesn't mean he fully supports the legislation. He just signed off on some tweaks that he says will help women and doctors. Planned Parenthood wants to block the entire bill. This is what led to the lawsuit in the first place, but there's still two other sides to this.
On the other hand, you have Attorney General Josh Stein, who wants to block not the entire law, but just certain pieces of the law. And then you have the Republican legislature, who doesn't want to block it all.
We don't know exactly what the judge is going to decide, but we're expecting for that decision to land somewhere in the middle, blocking some changes and keeping others. And that decision is expected to come down today by 12 noon. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news on Fox 50. Another leader for the city of Durham is choosing not to run for re-election. City Council member Jillian Johnson just announced she will be moving on from her position when her term is up at the end of the year. Johnson has served on the council since 2015. In a statement, she wrote that she'll be turning to helping progressive politicians across the country. She didn't give a reason for her resignation, but pointed to distrust in government and political divisiveness. Johnson's announcement comes a week after Durham Mayor Elaine O'Neill also announced she would not be seeking re-election this year. Fourth of July holiday weekend is here. It could be a record-breaking one for travel on the roads and in the air. And WRL's Michael Grace is live out at RDU this morning. Almost 3 million people nationwide expected to fly. We'll get our fair share here, Michael.
Yeah, we definitely had our fair share this morning, that's for sure. But right now, things pretty smooth for the most part and not really a lot of disgruntled travelers like we were seeing earlier this week. But let's get back to what this morning looked like. Take a look at that line. This is right before 6 in the morning. I spoke with some of the RDU police officers here. They estimated around 2,500 people jam-packed in that line this morning. And this is a case around airports all across the country with weather delays and all sorts of problems with staffing as well. So we actually spoke with some experts about why rental cars may be a good alternative this holiday weekend.
You're going to be paying a little bit less for your rental car than you did this time last year. And more good news, it's going to cost you a lot less to fill up your rental car than it did this time last year. In fact, you're going to be saving anywhere from $1.25, $1.50 a gallon.
Any sort of money helps, especially when you're going on vacation. So always want to be mindful of any cancellations. Right now here at RDU, only 15 delays, zero cancellations. But again, we could get some weather, something crazy could happen. So keep rental cars in mind this holiday weekend. Live at RDU, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Great point, Michael, because we could also break records on the roads as AAA says more than 43 million people plan to drive out of town for the holiday weekend. Today will be the busiest with driving times 30% higher than usual. Your best bet to avoid traffic, leave 10 o'clock this morning, which coincides with right when we get off the air here, or after 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, breaking news, we've learned in the last 30 minutes that no one was in this car hit by a train in Durham overnight. This is video courtesy of the WRL breaking news tracker showing the car flipped over and smashed right next to the railroad tracks near Glover Road. Firefighters now say the car had been abandoned on the tracks and was hit by the train about 1:30 this morning.
Two more big rulings are expected this morning from the U.S. Supreme Court before the justices begin their summer recess. One of those rulings is on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. If the court allows it to stand, the debts of 40 million Americans would be cleared. The justices will also share a ruling on LGBTQ protections. They'll decide whether businesses are exempt from anti-discrimination laws under the First Amendment right to free speech. The case revolves around a web designer's refusal to make a wedding website for a same-sex couple.
Also, Jeff, race will no longer be a factor in the college admissions process. By the lingering questions this morning, though, is what this means for the future of students. WRL reached out to several universities that say they can't say just yet exactly what will change. Any changes, though, will be the result of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling against UNC and Harvard, essentially ending affirmative action in admissions. We asked a college application consultant about what she thinks is next. She told us colleges will shift their recruitment efforts and take a more holistic approach when reviewing applications.
I think that colleges will be crafting essay questions that are a little broader, that really will ask students to dig a little bit deeper and talk about who they are as people.
Experts think some universities will put less emphasis on test scores and class rank as a result. Some worry the admissions process will become more vague and complex in response.
Poole Road is back open this morning after a multi-car crash shut it down for nearly 2 hours. We're working to learn more about what caused this whole mess. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there on the scene Thursday afternoon. Knightdale Police, Fire, and Highway Patrol all responded. They haven't said if anyone was hurt.
This is beyond anything we ever would have expected.
Well, that's frustration boiling over at Glenwood South as neighbors deal with parties and vandalism. The changes they're demanding to help clean up their neighborhood.
The actors are here in solidarity with you, writers.
Yeah, actors are joining writers on the picket line as the WGA strike enters day 60. Coming up, why Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda says it's important for actors to show solidarity.
And it's a busy seven-day forecast. Just in time for the holiday weekend, we're going to see the chance of severe storms for today and tomorrow, and then intense heat Sunday and Monday. I'll show you what to expect all the way through the next week.
Eight 13 is the time right now, and North Hills, this is a live look from our WRL live cam network for you here on this weather alert day. And we're available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device, in case you didn't know that. You're welcome to join in at any point. Elizabeth Gardner's in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Now, I see it looks cloudy over there, but the air quality is one of those reasons we're having this weather alert day today. Elizabeth.
We're seeing some cloud cover, and we're seeing that smoke and haze from the Canadian wildfires. Our numbers, though, of particulates in the atmosphere are starting to drop. Early this morning, around 4 a.m., we were sitting at 150. We've dropped nicely now, down to 119. So we're starting to see some improvement. The forecast is for 101, which is the very lowest end of orange for today, and that's for most of our viewing area. We've definitely seen some improvement across the country. Yesterday, the code red was spread all the way across the Midwest. We just got this new update that came in. A little bit of orange showing up, or a little bit of red showing up there. It actually looks like that particular map hasn't updated recently. Let's see if I'll change that around. I've got another one that's showing more and more yellow across our viewing area. So that's good news. And we think that things are starting to improve. But we do still have the code orange in place for today. That means very young, elderly, anybody who has respiratory or heart issues just shouldn't overdo it outside today. We're looking at some cloud cover out here along with some of that smoky haze. We're seeing that in Goldsboro as well as Durham, Apex, and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, Curtis. See a Top of the Hill restaurant here. Here's an interesting thing that's coming our way. We have a cluster of thunderstorms that developed overnight in Kentucky. That's diving southward, has some rain associated with it. We're going to start to see some of those scattered showers by lunchtime, if not a little bit before. And you can see our level one risk for severe storms from the Triangle area westward. That's why we have a WRL severe weather alert day today and again tomorrow for another level one risk for Saturday. Let's walk through today. You can see that rain and those thunderstorms diving southward. It's really likely to just be rain for us later on this around lunchtime. Around 3 or 4 o'clock, we begin to see some cells pop up. One or two of those could produce some damaging wind, but it won't be widespread. And then that'll be the best chance for severe storms. On Saturday, there could be a little bit of patchy light shower activity in the morning. And then this is likely to be pretty late in the day. Much of Saturday looks dry but cloudy. By 5 o'clock, some storms are to our west. By 7 or 8 o'clock, those begin to work their way into the viewing area. And by 10 or 11, they've made dissipated. So it's going to be a dinner time, late evening kind of event, it looks like for Saturday. Saturday, we have a 30% chance during the day, during the evening, about a 50% chance. But Sunday, we drop it back to 20, Monday 20, and back up to 30 on Tuesday. Of course, a lot of fireworks displays on Tuesday, so we'll be watching that forecast very closely. It's going to be a hot day for July 4th, looking at 80 degrees in the morning, likely to be around 85 degrees as the fireworks are starting to kick off. We're also watching the forecast for the coast. We have a disturbance that's sitting out there in the Atlantic. That's the remnants of Cindy. It's not likely to develop, but we had a lot of rip current rescues up and down the coast yesterday. We have a moderate rip current danger. We'll likely see that or in even a high rip current danger through the holiday weekend. So keep that in mind if you're headed to the beaches. All right, WRL weather day today and tomorrow for severe storms. Sunday and Monday, it's for intense heat, and we're going to talk about the heat portion of the weekend coming up in just a few minutes. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now, and we're still watching what's left over from this crash on the ramp from 540 westbound onto westbound Glenwood Avenue. Taking a look at that live camera. Still have Raleigh police on the scene. Just be careful as you take that ramp this morning. Move over and give them enough room to work. Just getting reports of a crash on 40 eastbound right around 15501, heading through the north part of Chapel Hill. We're going to get some details about that. We'll have another update on that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, report of a minor crash on 440 westbound right around Brentwood Road, heading between Newbern Avenue and Capitol Boulevard. Not seeing any delays with that one just yet. And they're still working to clear that earlier minor crash from Capitol Boulevard at Highwoods Boulevard. In downtown Raleigh, watch for a minor crash crash on Dawson Street at South Street, not seeing any indications of slowdowns on the sensors in that area. I want to take you to South Durham for a live look at I-40 at 55. Both directions are looking all right. The traffic heading toward us is on the eastbound side of I-40, coming in from 15501. And right now, that ride from 15501 out to 885, seeing just a one-minute backup.
A man is in custody this morning after several hours of a SWAT situation in a Raleigh neighborhood. We're told a man barricaded himself inside a home on Moss Spring Drive. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there, and neighbors also sent us some cell phone video of that encounter. The SWAT team was on the scene for 3.5 hours yesterday and then arrested that man peacefully. Authorities say the man had outstanding warrants against him.
Shocking videos showing people tossing street signs, urinating in public, and even stealing objects from someone's home. Well, that homeowner says this is just a sample of what she and her husband deal with since they moved near Glenwood South. Well, that couple this morning calling on both Raleigh Police and City Council to make changes to keep their family safe. WRL's Carly Haynes spoke with Hillary Bergdorf. She says the vandalism has gotten worse over the past year.
We knew there would be some noise, there would be some occasional foot traffic, but this is beyond anything we ever would have expected.
Hillary and her husband Paul say they wrote a letter to City Council asking for specific changes. They include revisiting the rideshare pickup policy and securing parking signs. The Bergdorfs say council members prevented Uber and Lyft from picking up within the social district, and now those rides are spilling into residential neighborhoods.
Rapper Travis Scott will not face criminal charges for the deaths of 10 people at a music festival. A grand jury in Texas says no one will be charged for the deaths at the AstroWorld Festival in November of 2021. The event was run by Scott, who was on stage at the time a crowd crush started. The lead investigator said overpopulation was a key contributing factor to the deaths.
Well, the U.S. plans to send more than $440 million in arms to Taiwan. The Biden administration approved the two potential deals with Taiwan. The deals would include ammo and spare parts for vehicles and weapons. Congress still must approve that deal, though. There is bipartisan support for supplying aid to Taiwan, but the move is likely to provoke anger from China.
A new study found Texas' 2021 abortion ban led to nearly 10,000 additional births in the state. The ban essentially banned abortions after a fetal heartbeat was detected. Now that means about 5 to 6 weeks after the last menstrual cycle. Johns Hopkins researchers created a model of the number of expected births without the ban, and they estimate nearly 9,800 live births between April and December of 2022. Would not have happened if the ban had not been enacted. A lead author said the findings show that thousands of people may have had no choice but to carry an unwanted or unsafe pregnancy to term.
A quarter of $1 million now on its way to help with clean energy efforts in Morrisville. Today, Congresswoman Deborah Ross will join Mayor T.J. Crawley and town leaders for the announcement. $250,000 in federal funding will be used for solar panel installations. Now, that equipment will be at two of the town's largest consuming facilities, the town hall and the Morrisville Aquatics and Fitness Center. The installation of the panels are already almost complete at town hall.
Counties in North Carolina could soon raise money for charter school buildings. The state Senate pushed a bill through on Thursday to make that legal. It would provide the first dedicated public funding for charter school buildings. Right now, counties only raise money for public school buildings. Under the bill, counties can raise taxes and even approve bonds for charter school buildings.
Well, today marks 60 days of the writers' strike. Now, actors are joining those on the picket line to show their support. Thursday, actors Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin joined hundreds of people picketing outside of Netflix studios in Hollywood.
If writers who provide them content and the actors who bring it all to life are having a harder and harder time making a decent living while they, the executives, can afford mega mansions and yachts and fancy vacations, then their business model is not sustainable.
Well, the strike started in May after the writers could not come to an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Writers are fighting for an increase in pay, streaming residuals, and protections against the increasing use of artificial intelligence. The last writers' strike in 2015 lasted about 100 days.
This morning, a pretty good update coming out of a terrible incident. A cat that was shot by a pellet gun in Cary. This is Frank, the tuxedo cat, now back at home with his beloved owners. Much sooner than expected, also, after he was shot by a pellet gun in Cary on Tuesday. His owners tell us he's a bit wobbly still and may likely be for the rest of his life. But they are grateful to have him back at home and recovering. If you'd like to help in Frank's recovery, there's a link to a GoFundMe on our website. A couple in Louisiana, Ken. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, is it though? An unwanted guest into their home through a doggy door. Yes, that's an alligator you see right there. Donna and Dan Schultz just moved to the state of from Arizona, but have already gotten the full Louisiana experience. The couple found the 5-foot-long gator last Friday and called police to help remove it. You see them trying to do that. Well, after the reptile was safely removed from the Schultzes, made sure to update their doggy door to one that only opens for their dog, Panda. Well, time now 8:23, coming up in our next half hour. The moment a paddleboarder realized she was being followed by a big hammerhead shark.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
8:26 is the time right now on our Friday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan, and maybe we spoke too soon about that quiet traffic morning here pre-holiday, Brian.
Crash to really slow things down, and right now we're tracking a crash in the Chapel Hill area on 40 eastbound. This is between Highway 86 and the Irwin Road Bridge. By the time you get out to 15501, traffic's flowing pretty well, but those delays on 40 eastbound, pretty significant right now. About a 24-minute backup, according to sensors, and they begin right as you approach that 86 interchange on the north side of Hillsboro. Best alternate route to get around that is to take 86 down to Weaver Dairy Road, and then you can kind of parallel I-40 out to Sage Road and rejoin at 40 eastbound from 15501.
And we take a look at our WRL weather alert day from the Triangle area westward. We have the potential for some severe storms. An isolated storm could produce some wind damage today. We also have a code orange air quality alert, but we should be back to yellow by tomorrow. Here's a live look at Apex. We have some cloud cover out there along with that smoky haze that we're dealing with. We'll see a high this afternoon in the upper 80s. We'll see a good chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms.
A federal judge in Greensboro is expected to decide by noon today whether to block some of North Carolina's new abortion laws, which ban abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood, had sued to stop it. The law is set to take effect tomorrow. The owner of Taz's in downtown Raleigh is expected in court today as he tries to get released from jail as the murder case against him moves forward. Tazir Zarka is accused of stabbing and killing Mark Garrity inside the store earlier this year. Next on Fox 50, what you can expect on the roads and at the airport as we head into this 4th of July holiday weekend. And also up next on today, Carol G takes over the Plaza. It is packed right now.
Today is a WRL weather alert day. We could see a few scattered storms developing this afternoon, which could produce wind damage. I'll show you the timeline.
And breaking news in Chapel Hill, we have a pretty big crash on 40 eastbound causing some major delays. I'll show you the alternate route that'll save you about 5 or 10 minutes.
We're just hours away from finding out if a lawsuit will stop new abortion restrictions from going into effect tomorrow. The decision we're expecting to get today from a federal judge by 12 noon.
A lot going on as we wrap up the work week headed for the holiday. We are so glad you're making us part of your day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
I'm Ken Smith. Such a big weekend for everybody making plans. And this is the start of 4 days of WRL weather alert days. And with that in mind, let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center.
And I know folks probably don't want to hear this heading into the big holiday weekend. People look forward to this weekend, but it's not a washout. It's not going to be a bust. We'll talk about it. Our severe weather threat today is from the Triangle area westward. We're more likely to see thunderstorms mid to late afternoon, but we're starting to see a few light showers that are back to the west right now. Some of those likely to drift in across parts of our viewing area, but it's going to continue to weaken as it moves in. So down here across parts of Moore County, maybe just the western fringes of our viewing area could see a little shower this morning. We're looking at 4 days in a row of severe weather threats, or I should say weather alert days. It's a severe weather threat today and tomorrow, and then it's a heat issue for Sunday and Monday. The heat index could be as high as around around 110. We're going to walk through those impacts coming up. And we're also talking about our Code Orange ozone air quality forecast. We're looking at numbers that were at 150 this morning, down to 119. So we're starting to see improvement in our air quality, but we'll still likely keep it to at least low Code Orange as we get through the day today. Starting to see, the yellow moving northward. About half of Wake County is yellow now, so we're starting to really see some nice improvement there. So that's good news for folks who are hoping to get outside later today. But of course, you'll need to watch out for those scattered thunderstorms. We do have that level one risk today. And tomorrow, it includes a few more of our counties to the east. Here's a look at Futurecast. You can see those light showers that are starting to move in. That's likely to dissipate pretty quickly. And then thunderstorms will most likely develop mid to late afternoon into the evening. They slide off to the east. We'll talk about Saturday's timeline for storms coming up. Some cloud cover out there this morning. Mid-70s, our dew points at almost 70. So it's a warm and muggy start this morning. Temperatures will climb into the upper 80s this afternoon. Brian?
Breaking news right now in Chapel Hill. We have a crash on 40 eastbound just before you get to the Irwin Road Bridge. And you can see some pretty heavy delays there beginning just before you get to 86. So that ride out of Hillsboro through the north part of Chapel Hill, a little slow right now as we zoom into that area. You can see that back up clearly, and our sensors certainly are picking up on it. A 22-minute delay overall from 85 down to 15501. So if you're trying to get from Hillsboro into Chapel Hill this morning, as long as you're picking it up from 86, you should be in pretty good shape sticking with 40 eastbound. But if you're trying to get on into the south part of Durham, take 86 to Weaver Dairy Road. It turns into Sage Road. And then from there, you can make a left onto 15501 and continue on 40 eastbound on the other side of that closure. At our partners at Waze, of course, that is crowdsourced information, and someone described it as a major crash. So it looks like this may be blocked at least partially for a while. We're working to find out exactly what lanes are closed. Another update coming up in just a little bit.
In just a matter of hours, we will know which new abortion restrictions will take effect tomorrow in North Carolina. A federal judge is expected to issue that ruling by noon today. And this ruling comes after Governor Roy Cooper has approved new changes to the bill. WRL's Kelsey Coffey picks it up from here.
We're just hours away from a federal judge's decision on whether to block parts of the new abortion bill. If that judge agrees to keep some of those restrictions in place, an abortion ban after 12 weeks will go into effect tomorrow. Just yesterday, Governor Cooper signed a bill to clarify the new abortion law. Now, this doesn't mean he fully supports the legislation. He just signed off on some tweaks that he says will help women and doctors. There's three sides here. Planned Parenthood wants to block the entire bill, while Republicans want it to pass. The state attorney general only wants to block certain parts of the law. If these new restrictions go into effect, it would impact doctors first.
For doctors, there's going to be a lot of changes. They've kind of cautioned patients that, you know, hey, if you come in, you know, we might still be trying to figure out, like, what new forms do we use? What rules do we even have to put in place?
We don't know exactly what that judge is going to do, but we can expect for them to make a decision that's somewhere in the middle, blocking some changes and keeping others. Again, that decision is expected to come down today before 12 noon. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Well, from the roads to the air, records could be broken for travel for this 4th of July holiday weekend. WRAL's Michael Graves explains some people are still feeling the effects of days of delays and cancellations at RDU.
Yeah, well, things a lot smoother this morning compared to what we saw throughout the week. But take a look at what the morning rush was like here at RDU. This is around 5:55 in the morning. You can see the line stretching all the way to that back wall. And this is what airports across the country looked like throughout the week with weather, with staffing issues. And so we had a chance to speak with some experts about why rental cars may be a good travel alternative this holiday weekend.
You're going to be paying a little bit less for your rental car than you did this time last year. And more good news, it's going to cost you a lot less to fill up your rental car than it did this time last year. In fact, you're going to be saving anywhere from $1.25 to $1.50 a gallon.
Now, although things at RDU running smoothly, there have still been some cancellations. So rental cars, something to keep in your back pocket. At RDU, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We could also break records on the roads. AAA reporting more than 43 million people plan to drive out of town for the holiday weekend. Today will be the busiest, with the driving times 30% higher than usual. Of course, your best bet to avoid traffic is to leave before 10 this morning or after 6 tonight.
Got an update from law enforcement about an hour ago from this incident here. A train hit an abandoned car in Durham overnight. This is video from the WRO Breaking News Tracker. It shows that car flipped over and smashed right next to the railroad tracks near Glover Road. Firefighters say they did respond to a call for a train accident in that area around 1:30 this morning. We've reached out to law enforcement to get some more details about it.
Well, two more big rulings are expected this morning from the U.S. Supreme Court before the justices begin their summer recess. One of those rulings is on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. If the court allows it to stand, the debts of 40 million Americans will be cleared. The justices also share a ruling on LGBTQ protections. They'll decide whether businesses are exempt from anti-discrimination laws under the First Amendment right to free speech. The case revolves around a web designer's refusal to make a wedding website for a same-sex couple. We're also following some breaking news. Kildare Farm Road and all the roads in downtown Kerry are back open this morning after a gas leak. The town announced just after 1 this morning that all roads in the area have reopened. Crews worked for about 10 hours to fix the leak right outside Kerry Elementary School. According to Dominion Energy, a third-party contractor struck the line while digging in the area. The Kerry Arts Center remains without gas service this morning.
The wave of protests in France over the deadly police shooting of a teenager is leading to violence across the country. New video shows the aftermath of a fire set at a bus depot during protests overnight. Officers arrested more than 400 people in that nation last night, and it was the third night in a row of riots in France after police shot and killed a 17-year-old during a traffic stop. President Emmanuel Macron says he is working to contain this growing unrest. The police officer who shot the teen is facing a formal investigation for voluntary homicide.
The owner of Taz's in downtown Raleigh is expected in court today as he tries to get released from jail as the murder case against him moves forward. We've learned Tazir Zarker requested a bond hearing. Zarker is accused of stabbing and killing Mark Garrity inside the store earlier this year. A grand jury indicted Zarker last month for second-degree murder. He's currently being held without bond.
The family of this woman who was shot and killed by a Fayetteville police officer says that they have a major announcement about her case today. Jada Johnson's family plans to speak at 10 o'clock this morning at the Cumberland County Courthouse. The family has a federal lawsuit against the officer who shot Johnson and against the city of Fayetteville. Now, Johnson was killed last July after officers responded to her grandparents' home as she was suffering a mental health crisis. Investigators say Johnson pulled out a gun and threatened to harm herself. Officers tackled her and shots were fired. An autopsy showed Johnson was shot 17 times. Earlier this year, Attorney General Josh Stein announced no charges would be filed against the officers involved.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a new update just posted to NBCNews.com about the shooting on the set of the movie Rust back in 2021. This was the one where Alec Baldwin was initially charged for firing the weapon, and then those charges were dropped. So the new piece of info, prosecutors in the case allege the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, handed off a bag of cocaine to another person on the evening Helena Hutchins was killed on set. Prosecutors allege that by doing so, Gutierrez-Reed interfered into the investigation into Hutchins' death. She already faces a charge of involuntary manslaughter for loading a live round into Baldwin's prop gun.
A firefighter in California is hoping to change the way we prevent wildfires.
Our best chance to save life and property is early detection.
We'll show you this new system he's designed that would help homeowners evaluate their risk.
And foodborne illnesses are on the rise. What experts say you should keep in mind ahead of 4th of July celebrations.
We'll give you a live look down in Fayetteville this morning. Good morning to you. Today is a WRL Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us what to plan for as we head into the holiday weekend.
Well, beachgoers at Fort Macon near Atlantic Beach got quite the show yesterday. Take a look at your screen. Check this out. A water spout spotted right off the shore right after 11 Thursday morning. People who saw it say it spun out over the water for a couple minutes before dissipating. Always an interesting phenomenon out there. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRO Severe Weather Center. I've never seen one in person. I've only seen them on video, Elizabeth.
I saw one when I was little out of the beach. I think we were at Topsail. We don't see them that often, but they are so cool. And they're somewhat like tornadoes. Their structure is a bit different, and they typically don't cause any harm. So they're kind of fun to watch, especially if you're a weather geek like me, and I know a lot of you are as well. Let's take a look outside right now. We have a lot of cloud cover out there. Some of this is some smoke and haze from the wildfires in Canada. The numbers of particulates in the atmosphere are really dropping nicely for us this morning. Our wind is starting to shift now coming out of the south. That's going to draw in a lot of heat and humidity, but it's going to push that smoke back to the north. So we started early this morning around 4 a.m. at 150, and we're now down to 108. 100 brings us back to yellow. Right now we're going to hold with that orange forecast, but we're really starting to see that yellow. We've seen a lot of improvement to our north as well. We're going to see more of that yellow pushing in across the area for today. Our official forecast code orange, but again, we may move mostly into code yellow during this afternoon, and Saturday we're at code yellow. Code yellow just means that there's some pollution in the atmosphere, but it wouldn't cause problems for most people. We do have a level one risk for severe storms from the Triangle area westward for this afternoon, mainly mid to late afternoon. We do have a few isolated showers that are out there to our west right now. You can see Futurecast drags those in mid to late morning to around lunchtime. That's not likely when we'll see severe storms, but we'll potentially see some of those between 3 and 5 o'clock in the Triangle, and then pushing off to the east between 7 and 8. That's when we'd have the best chance of seeing any severe storms. Our severe level threat for Saturday is going to be from right around Johnston County westward, just west of I-95, so it does include a few more counties. Around town today, 88 in Raleigh, 87 Durham, 90 in Fayetteville. We're looking at almost tropical right now. That's probably going to bounce right on up. We're sitting at 69, 70 would be considered tropical. And of course, that just feels oppressively sticky and muggy. We'll see that Saturday, Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. And so that affects the way it feels outside. Our heat index tomorrow will be 102, along with that threat for severe storms. But 105 or hotter is our heat index, or heat advisory criteria. So at 105, 106, we typically see the Weather Service issuing a heat advisory for us. We feel pretty confident that we'll see that Sunday, Monday, maybe even Tuesday. So we do have a weather alert day for Sunday and Monday. It's, you know, it's kind of tough. A lot of folks want to be out and about over the holiday weekend, but you really want to be careful. This is going to be the first real heat wave that we've seen this season, the hottest weather of the year so far. Weather alert day Sunday and Monday for that heat. And we may end up posting a weather alert day for Tuesday as well. The effects of heat are cumulative on the body. So the more days in a row we have heat, the more susceptible folks are to heat-related illnesses. So just be careful through the afternoons, through this holiday weekend. We're going to have an isolated chance for thunderstorms each day, including Tuesday. Hopefully we will continue to see the potential for a very pleasant 4th of July in terms of fireworks. Back to you.
Elizabeth, thanks. One of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen has died. Homer Hoges passed away Tuesday in Dallas, 2 days after his wife of more than 7 decades died. This is according to an obituary. In 1946, Hoges entered the Army Air Corps, serving as a mechanic for the 99th Fighter Squadron, 332nd Fighter Group, which was one of the first units of black aviators in the U.S. military. After his career in the Army ended, Hoges was employed at an electroplating facility in Texas for 40 years before retiring. Homer Hoges was 96 years old.
The risk of getting sick from foodborne illnesses is back to pre-pandemic levels now. The CDC is saying cases of intestinal infections from E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, and other bacteria in 2022 matched yearly averages from 2016 through 2018. The agency says the rise is likely the result of the end of the pandemic safety measures. Experts say you should always thoroughly wash and dry your hands when handling raw meat, and don't leave food out at room temperature for an extended period of time.
A California firefighter is hoping to change the game when it comes to early detection and protection of wildfires. He's developed an aerial monitoring system to help spot them faster. Misha DeBagno has more on how it works.
A drone operating autonomously by smart technology returns to Homeport after checking out what could have been a wildfire.
Our best chance to save life and property is early detection and early mitigation. And so we work on the earliest detection and the most accurate detection that's out there.
Chad DeLude is a fire captain with the Encinitas Fire Department. He's got 24 years under his belt, and after years of ruminating over how to attack wildfires faster and with more accuracy, he developed Armor Protection Service, a multi-pronged early detection prevention service to battle wildfires before they grow. The smart technology uses infrared and heat-seeking capabilities to hone in and identify if a heat impression is actually what's called a Class A fire, that's brush and debris, and is hotter than 300 degrees.
The camera is 80% of what we detect. Those are the ones that we can zoom in and we can see that they're uncontrolled. We don't want to be sending our precious resources to find that out. So that's where we activate a secondary system of the drones to be able to respond to the area, to be able to give it overhead.
Initially, he envisioned the technology used by the fire departments, but soon found private landowners in remote areas could not only better protect their property from fire, but in the unfortunate scenario that they suffer a loss, the technology assists in cost recovery by easily identifying what sparked it. Firefighters agree the time is now for this potentially life and property saving technology.
It's portable. It's great that private homeowners will be able to use them for both security and fire. For us as a public agencies, it'll be nice to be able to better protect our areas.
Yeah, it's been a tough wildfire season so far this year, especially up in Canada, as we've been reporting. That was Misha DeBagna reporting.
It'll be back to paying for folks in Fayetteville who want to ride the bus. The Fayetteville area system of transit will begin collecting fares again tomorrow. This is all for all fixed routes and paratransit services. The transit system had stopped collecting fares in 2020 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Scary moments for a paddleboarder in Florida when they encountered a hammerhead shark. Take a look at what we're talking about. Cell phone video showing the woman paddling toward a boat. Look closely as you see a fin stick right up out of the water behind her. A hammerhead shark was following her, at one point was under her board. Well, this happened Sunday during a fundraising event called Crossing for Cystic Fibrosis. That's where people paddleboard about 75 miles from the Bahamas to Palm Beach County, Florida. The shark eventually swam away and the team finished their event. Well, Independence Day celebrations are starting this week and all throughout the Triangle area. WRL's lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here to help with our out and about top picks.
Independence Day starts this weekend with the annual Eno Fest. There will be live music, craft show, and even more excitement. It's all happening at West Point on the Eno. The festival is held on July 1st and 4th. Tickets are $10. If you're looking for some fireworks this weekend, you might want to go to Fuquay Varina's Independence Day celebration on Saturday at South Park. Gates open at 6 p.m. There will be a splash pad, food trucks, and live music. And after sunset, enjoy a great fireworks display. The fun continues on Sunday in downtown Smithfield with a Red, White, and Brew food truck rodeo and Independence Day celebration. From 1 to 6 p.m., enjoy food trucks and craft beer. After 6 p.m., head to the newly renovated Noose River Amphitheater for Smithfield's Independence Day celebration, featuring live music and fireworks. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
Of course, you can find even more Independence Day celebrations by going to WRL.com and just searching fireworks.
Star Wars fans, there's still time to add Princess Leia's dress to your collection. The company that owns it is now taking offers after the dress failed to sell at auction. They wanted at least $1 million for it. The bidding got to $975,000. And so they didn't sell it. They're going to do it again.
So close.
Right.
Well, a popular Texas-based gas station and general store is trying to come to North Carolina. Bucky's wants to build in Mebane, which is in Alamance County. It would offer 120 fueling stations, more than 600 parking spaces, and a huge building. The closest location to us is in Florence, South Carolina. Orange County leaders considered putting a Buc-ee's in Eflin in 2019, less than 10 miles from this new location. They backed out when neighbors fought against the idea. Jeff, you're familiar with Buc-ee's.
Yeah, my wife's from Texas. I've been to, a dozen Buc-ee's in several different states. There's the brisket right there. That is worth the trip alone.
Brisket guy, too.
We're going to head to break with a look at the winning lottery numbers and get another check on weather and traffic for you up next.